Today, it's a special issue of The Forecast from Vegas, where these three guys are going to try to convince me which cards I should buy, sell, or hold.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
This episode of Sports Card Investor is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with the Price Guide beta within the eBay app and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub.
Hello, Sports Card Investors, and you are looking at beautiful Las Vegas, where I have been with my sports card investor team for the last several days at the industry summit, learning all kinds of things about the future of the sports card hobby. But today, we are here to talk about which cards we think we should buy, sell, or hold. Or specifically, these guys are going to try to convince me, because this is a special episode of The Forecast. My sister Amber, she is on vacation, having a great time out in Europe. So basically we had to bring on these slubs to fill in and try to make some of these picks and give me some background information. But we're gonna see how they do. You guys probably know Doug, our community manager here at Sports Card Investor, Ben, our content director at Sports Card Investor, and Teapot, our VP of product development here at Sports Card Investor. So let's go ahead and jump right in. This is how it's gonna work, boys. I'm gonna ask each of you to tell me something I should be investing in right now and why. Could be a card, could be a player, could be wax, doesn't matter. I just need to know. And I'm gonna figure out which one of you I think is smartest, and I'm gonna choose to believe. So we're gonna go with you, Doug, first.
Perfect. So if you know anything about me, you know that my mind is on wax. Particularly a set I think is really interesting right now is Topps Chrome MLS. So granted, MLS, we're not talking about Premier League, we're not talking Champions League. However, I know for a fact that you're a believer for the future of the US men's national team. This is where you start prospecting for that next crop of guys. In particular, in this box, you can get Ricardo Pepi. He's the 18-year-old that plays for Dallas, who is now just jumped onto the scene.
All of a sudden,
his very first appearance for the U.S. men's national team in a World Cup qualifier against Honduras. He scored a goal and assisted in the other three. He's our best hope as a true number nine since probably Clint Dempsey. There's not just Ricardo Pepi in that set, however. We still have Caden Clark, Cade Cowell, Brendan Aaronson's younger brother, Paxton Aaronson. One thing I also love about this set is that there's 33 autographs in the checklist. Five of those are either Ricardo Pepi, Caden Clark, or Cade Cowell. So 5 out of 33 chance to get one of the big autograph chases.
Wow.
That's pretty good odds.
That sounds good. So Ben, are you buying into this?
No, not even a little.
Why not?
So I admittedly am not a soccer expert by any means, but MLS, whether or not it's the future to be determined, if you want to consider prospecting, that's certainly fine, but I just don't know why, especially with the World Cup coming up in 2022, why you wouldn't just go for the top tier leagues. Like, we're talking about potentially having a big moment in the hobby in 2022. Why wouldn't we just go with that stuff now? I think prospecting is a little too far down the road. Go with the top end products right now. Go with the English Premier League. Go with the Champions League. You know, unfortunately, Arsenal won't be in it at all, but you know, it sucks for us, but.
So tell me which product you would buy then to get some nice Christian Pulisics then, if that's what you're doing.
I'm not telling you, man.
Okay, so you don't know the answer to that, obviously.
Well, your answer's terrible. That's all I need to know.
So here's what you need to know. Buying MLS Chrome is a fraction of the price of buying a product that you're going to, you know, chase Pulisic in. Or if you want to invest in Pulisic, it's also going to cost exponentially more than investing into MLS Chrome. You get into this at a very low price point, and the return is potentially huge.
What do you think, Teapot?
It's low now. It's always going to be low. MLS is always going to be low. I mean, I hate to say it.
Have you checked?
I'm becoming a bigger and bigger Sporting KC fan, but I'm not wasting my time with MLS. Look, I'm a Detroit sports fan who's been beaten down year after year and trying to, you know, find a winning team. And that's pretty much how I'm starting to feel about the U.S. men's national team too. I'm losing confidence. They're drawing with teams that they shouldn't even be drawing with. I'm staying away from MLS.
Huh. Interesting.
But again, the point doesn't really hold up. They're not drawing against Honduras because Ricardo Pepi scored and assisted three times, and this is the only product you can pull him out of. And check his sold comps. He's got cards going for over $4,000 out of MLS Chrome.
Probably because
for $120 box of cards.
All right, Ben. So give me a pick. Who you got?
So I'll go a little off the wall here, kind of like Doug's pick, but there's some theory behind mine. I think Marvel Universe Series 1 is a great pick. Marvel in general, I think most of us in the office are pretty bullish on. I think a lot of the sports card industry is starting to see a lot of potential. And one of the cards I think you should be looking at is Venom. It's got a low pop, PSA 10. I want to say the pop is around like 10 or 12. Very low, goes for about like $350 right now. Great. You know, great price, good, you know, easy point of entry. But also, we've got the next movie coming up. I believe it's been pushed back a bunch, but I think middle of October, you can really use an event like that, similar to a potential World Cup, to really take hold of a market, you know. And then Venom is one of the most iconic Marvel characters out there. Tons of cool comic covers that people love. That original Impel has, you know, a classic comic look to it. So I think it's a great pick. And then at the end of the day, Venom, he's not tearing an ACL. He's got long-term viability. I think Marvel stuff, people, you know, haven't latched onto it yet, but great long-term play.
All right, T-Paw, what do you think about that?
All right, I mean, I do love Marvel, you know that. I've bought quite a few Marvel cards and I'm still holding a lot of those. The concern I'd have here is, while Venom's iconic, this is a super low population card. And it might have the opportunity to go up, but one thing I've learned here is that when you've got some money and you're ready to go, you want it to be available. And I don't know how many of these are gonna be available to buy right now if there's only 10 or 12 of them. Like, are you really gonna wanna go hunting around for a Venom card right now when there's so many other good options like the ones I'm about to tell you in a few minutes?
All right, Doug, what do you say about this?
I like it, personally. I'm also a Marvel guy. I have a lot of Marvel slabs. I've ripped almost every product you can think of in the past year. I've actually pivoted more to looking at graded comics as opposed to the cards right now, just because I don't think that has jumped up as much as the cards already have. The cards have seen a huge boom already, and you know we're in a dip, so obviously it would be a decent time to buy in that dip. I like the pick overall, and I think there's a lot of merit to what he said.
I didn't think we were going to start the show with the first two buy recommendations being MLS soccer and a Marvel card from 1990, but hey, you never know what this is going to bring. Teapot, what's your pick?
All right. I've been saying this for months, and frankly, I think you've already kind of gone down this path. I know I have. The player I've invested in the most in the last 2 months is Kevin Durant. His cards are down 61% collectively over the last 180 days. 61%. And if you look at some of them, like a card that's a nice point of entry, that's still really low population, is his finest base rookie card. I think that one's more accessible. You can't go wrong with Chrome, don't get me wrong. And I actually bought a Chrome rookie card too. But the Finest is a really cool action shot of him kind of going up for a layup. Finest is obviously kind of that second tier iconic next to Chrome. And the population for PSA 10s and 9s combined is under 1,000. And those cards are, you know, trending in the wrong direction. If you look at the prices of Durant's, you know, Finest rookie cards, they're like a third or less than Kobe's without coding PSA 10, a Finest base card. And the population is much higher on the Kobe's. So I like Durant a lot right now. I honestly don't know how anybody could argue he's not a buy at this particular time.
Well, let's see.
And I just have to, you know, the Nets are plus 220. So in the spirit of Vegas, the Nets are plus 220 to win the finals. So basically a coin flip is what Vegas is saying, that they're gonna win the finals next year. How is it not, you know, totally, you know, predictable that Durant's cards are going to do the same thing this year that they did last year when the season starts?
Doug or Ben, do either of you think?
Yeah, I've got a rebuttal, certainly. Two things Tyler said there. He said that he used the word predictable, and he also said, I don't see how anyone could disagree with it being a buy. Well, that's the problem. It's entirely predictable. That's the most obvious thing. Like, maybe you want to tell us to buy LeBron's? maybe we should buy some Curry?
I'm not making money. I'm not trying to be overly creative.
Shall we possibly buy
money.
Kobe? But, yeah. You know,
why
yeah.
Why not? Buy both of those guys.
Yeah, I think, I don't think we need advice telling us to buy Durant's. That's a fairly well-known one.
That's interesting. All right, well, hey, guys, I appreciate the creativity on MLS. I appreciate the creativity on Marvel. I don't think either of you guys are wrong. But man, Teapot's speaking my language. He's absolutely right. Kevin Durant's cards are way down. And Doug, frankly, I think the only reason why you don't like him is because he didn't go to the University of Kentucky. And that's all there is. So had he been a Kentucky boy, he would have been your pick as well. So I think it's probably safe to say that Kevin Durant is my favorite of these three. But I'm going to let you guys do this one more time through just to see if perhaps either of you two gentlemen can redeem yourself here. So let's go back to Doug. Let's get another pick from you, Doug.
All right. I'm going to stay in the soccer realm because it's one of my favorite realms right now. It still has not come anywhere near reaching its potential. I'm going to go with Romelu Lukaku. Romelu Lukaku currently on Chelsea's squad. And right now, there's a great opportunity. He could end up leading the EPL in scoring. Right now, we're in Champions League. He could lead the Champions League in scoring. He just scored today, as a matter of fact. So defending champions Chelsea could be the golden boot winner on, you know, a back-to-back championship team, something along those lines, perhaps. He also plays for the Belgian national team, which is always going to be one of the favorites when it comes to international competition. So you can look at something like his 2016 Prism Euro Cup. You can look at his 2016 Prism World Cup. You could even, if you wanted to, get into something like 2017 Chrome, where he's in a Manchester United kit, one of the biggest teams in the world. And you know soccer, very low pop across the board. Now, there is going to be the struggle of availability, like we talked about earlier. You can't just go buy all of the PSA 10s because there's so few of them in existence. But you can definitely get your hands on some. You can get them cheap, and you can also get them raw if you want to go into grading as well.
Ben, what do you think of this pick?
He said soccer, and I blacked out. Honestly, he said soccer. I completely shut it down. Not a good pick. Too much stuff. Teapot, handle it.
All kinds of things go over Ben's head for obvious reasons, but soccer is definitely one of those.
I'm gonna go down this path and say I will speak no evil about my boy Lukaku, and Doug did this intentionally. This
is
part of his strategy to not have me smack talk one of his picks, because Lukaku is one of my all-time favorite soccer players, and he just went to Chelsea, which was a complete dream come true, and he's totally dominating so far, and Chelsea's at the top of the leaderboard. So
I feel like Teapot just gave your pick a strong endorsement.
The only thing I can say is don't waste your time with Man U kits and other, you know, get the national team if you're gonna do it. Or get something sick in a Chelsea kit.
All right. Ben, who you got?
So one thing that I've personally been doing is trying to buy up some of the next crop of big basketball stars. I hate to do this. It legitimately pains me. But one of the guys I really love for next season was a rookie last year.
Emmanuel Quickly.
I hate this guy. But anyway, Emmanuel Quickly, I think he's going to be great on the Knicks. Showed incredible flashes. Last season as a rookie, I'm thinking Tibbs actually lets him play this year when Elfrid Payton isn't soaking up all those awful minutes on that team. Quickly is going to be one of the top young stars in the league. But the thing that I want to really focus on aren't just like regular base cards, not interested in those. But right now, low graded populations, almost nothing out there. If people aren't sending in express, you know, high end autos, low populations, but now is the opportunity to look at nice color matches. Donruss has a great orange laser that looks really, really good. Easy to check the centering conditions. Prism has an orange cracked ice. Great color match opportunities. There's an orange cracked ice in there as well. Tmall products have blue waves. Great opportunities to really go beyond base cards, especially in those years where we don't have great graded populations. We have to sort of live with raw. And I think this is a great opportunity to buy up quite a few of those. You know, you can get orange ice for like $40, even lower than that sometimes. Great looking cards, great player for the future. You sort of have to deal with low graded populations, but this is a great opportunity to buy up in bulk if you really want to.
Teapot, what do you think of this?
All right, quickly, I mean, look, I love color match. I love color match cards. I think color match cards are up and coming and here to stay. People love that, you know. Orange ice is beautiful. If I was going to go with a Kentucky guy, there's been a debate going on, but I'm going Tyrese Maxey over Emmanuel Quickly because I think Simmons is going to be out and Maxey's going to be in, and he's going to have a really good opportunity. So that's probably my only knock. There's a lot of other players that I just feel like I'm a little more confident in. The Knicks make me really nervous, and so I'm pretty much staying away from all Knicks players.
Can I have a rebuttal on Maxey, though?
Please.
So Maxey is the other guy that I've looked at. One of the reasons that I directed us toward the orange color match for Quickly is specifically because Maxey has a red ice in Prism, But the red laser, I believe, is lower numbered for Donruss. So I think it's numbered to like 75 or something like that. So it might be a little more difficult to find good populations on that if you want to try to buy it in bulk. He's also on my list, but with a little more limited print run, especially when they're raw. I don't know that I love the volatility of that. So there's tons of orange prisms out there without being completely oversaturated. Maxi's also on my list, but I like Quickly a little bit better.
All right. And what say you, Doug? What do you think about Quickly?
You got to buy both, Quickly and Maxi. Over the past decade, if you were to invest solely in University of Kentucky rookies, you're going to win far more than you're going to lose. Buy Quickly, buy Maxi, buy Nick Richards even for the Charlotte Hornets. That's the real Charlotte Hornets top rookie, and I think it's a great play.
It kind of makes you wonder why Kentucky hasn't won more national championships, or actually any in recent memory. I don't know. What do you think? Why is that, Doug?
Well, the NCAA tournament is the most random tournament to win in all of sports.
It wasn't random in 2006 and 2007 when the Gators went back to back.
I thought for sure you were going to like give you a softball. Like, what are all the Florida Gators players doing in the NBA? I mean,
well, there's not any to really speak of.
Who are you talking about, Bradley Beal?
does Al
Get
Horford
your Bradley
still,
Beal out of here?
Did people still?
What are you talking about?
Do we
Bradley
roll
Beal's
Al Horford on the court still? Do we
Bradley
just push
Beal
him out?
Is the
and
goat, man. What are you talking about?
Hey, Joakim Noah was around a little while ago.
That was excellent. David Lee was good for a long time. Mike Miller.
Good.
Nick Calathes. Who else do we just want to throw out there?
Hey, all right. Pipe down.
All right.
Teapot, who you got?
All right. This pick is it's just another slam dunk in my opinion. And I went with the Kevin the first round. I'm going with the Kevin the second round. And I'm going with Kevin Garnett. And I'm going with Kevin Garnett's base rookie finest card. Same exact situation. He is down 70% since over the last 180 days. And it's like that Hall of Fame announcement, and then he's just crashing down. And his finest card is his nicest card, actually, right? Because Chrome came out in 96. So 95 was KG. I really like his EXL, Skybox EXL card, especially the Natural Born Thrillers is sweet, but it's a low pop 28, something like that. It's harder to come across. But if you find a good finest with the peel on, those are selling right around in the $500 range, and they're like pop 328. So it's a great investment. It's literally his best card. That and probably like his Flair PSA 10 would be in the same ballpark. But KG, one of the top five power forwards of all time, pretty much consensus in most people's eyes. And I just think when you see the prices come down that much, it's time to buy. That's exactly the strategy. It's not fancy. It might not be creative, but it'll sure make you some money.
What do you think, Doug? Are we making money on Garnett?
I think we're putting the audience to sleep. The comment section is going to be full of people saying, oh, another video telling us to buy these all-time greats. How creative. I don't think it's going to impress too many people.
How about you, Ben? What do you think?
He could at least pick like a popular all-time great, right? At a certain point, he's been through the NBA for so long. At a certain point, we have to look at, is it low pop for a reason? Nobody's going to argue that KG isn't one of the greatest power forwards of all time, but at a certain point, maybe he's just not that popular. Okay. And you said crashing how many times? Not good. Just goes into the Hall of Fame.
I will say, I do think, Teapot, you following up a very popular basketball player in Kevin Durant with another very popular basketball player in Kevin Garnett.
He's really smart.
It's perhaps lacking creativity. I'm with the other boys on this one. These were more creative solutions here.
I can't even remember who they picked. That's
my challenge.
You know.
My challenge with Quickly, even though he has certainly had his moments and looks like he could be the real deal, is I'm already heavily invested in RJ Barrett cards, and I feel like it is only smart to invest so much in the New York Knicks franchise in general. So I'd be tempting fate to start investing in Quickly as well. So I do like the growth of soccer cards. I do believe that soccer will continue to rise, especially as the World Cup comes to the US in a few years. And you got the World Cup next year as well, obviously international, then the US 4 years after that. Not to mention all the additional emphasis Panini and Topps are putting on soccer these days. So Doug?
Yes.
I think you won this round.
I think I did.
Good job. And that means we're about to end the show with the only loser of the three of you, Big Ben. How does that feel?
It's not my fault you invested in the wrong Nick. Why am I being punished?
All right, guys. Thank you for watching this special edition of The Forecast. We hope you enjoyed. Click that subscribe button and that little bell icon if you want to hear more from guys like this. Actually, just subscribe anyway. We'll have better content coming soon. Until then, thanks. See you again.